Boston's first black police commissioner, William Gross, is retiring tomorrow. The unexpected resignation was announced earlier today by Mayor Marty Walsh's office. Walsh is also expected to resign soon. He's President Biden's nominee for Labor Secretary. Replacing Gross will be the city's second black police commissioner, current Superintendent Dennis White. To talk these changes through, we're joined now by WBUR reporter Allie Jar Manning. Allie, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Allie, was this resignation expected?
It was not. The people I spoke to were surprised by the suddenness of this, and it fueled speculation that Gross will enter the race for mayor. He hasn't responded yet to any requests to talk, so we haven't been able to ask him directly. But a Boston police spokesman says Gross is not considering a mayoral run. Of course, it's possible Gross wants his departure to coincide with Walsh's before a new mayor is sworn in. Gross has 37 years with the department, so he could just be ready to move on.
Tell us about the new commissioner, Dennis White.
Yeah, Superintendent White most recently has been working as Gross's chief of staff. And like Gross, White has more than 30 years on the force. He worked his way up from patrol officer. The people I've talked to say he's curious, he's a great listener, and he'll be a steady hand on the wheel. And last summer, White was one of just two police officers to serve on Mayor Walsh's police reform task force. That group came up with a series of reforms, and Mayor Walsh said he'd adopt all of them. The biggest is creating a police watchdog agency to investigate complaints against police. But there are also promises to increase transparency, expand the body camera program, and increase diversity among officers. White will have to implement those changes. Wayne Budd, the former U.S. attorney for Massachusetts and the task force chair, said White was a, quote, invaluable resource on the task force. And Budd has faith that White will get the job done.
And I think that he will do all within his power as commissioner to see that they are implemented to the fullest extent possible.
In a statement today, White called becoming commissioner the honor of a lifetime, and he pledged to uphold the mission of community policing every day.
So other than implementing some fairly significant reforms, what other challenges will White face?
Well, as everyone knows, police officers and policing are under immense scrutiny right now, especially since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last May. But for many people in Boston, those issues aren't new. They're decades old. I spoke to Jamal Crawford, a Roxbury community activist who also served on the police reform task force, and he said White will have to heal the rift between communities of color and the department.
Clean and clear the slate. There was a lot of dirt done. Not under your watch. And now it just would behoove you, get rid of the bad blood. Just say, listen, we're trying to start anew.
Crawford wants to see the department own up to its past mistakes and fix them.
As Gross prepares to depart, what stands out from his tenure?
Even before Gross was named commissioner 2.5 years ago, he had always been one of the most visible members of the Boston Police Department. He was the guy that was always photographed at community events, representing the department in uniform. And he's overseen a pretty challenging few years with a lot of scrutiny on how police departments work. Here's how Wayne Budd put it.
He has been the Boston Police Commissioner during a very difficult time, not only in our city, but throughout the country. He was a steadying force. I thought he did a terrific job under very difficult circumstances.
And Gross oversaw the rollout of a permanent body camera program. Last June, he implemented the so-called 8-can't-wait reforms, which are designed to reduce the use of force by police. And of course, he supported the work of the police reform task force.
And he was also fiercely protective of his officers, right?
Right, and that caused some controversy. A few months after he was sworn in, Gross criticized the ACLU for suing the department for public records related to the police gang database. He said the civil rights organization didn't care about crime. This summer, he blamed rising crime on, quote, liberal judges releasing people from jail during the coronavirus pandemic. And you might remember that photo of him with then U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr. Lots of people didn't like that. Mayor Walsh even tweeted that Barr didn't share his or Boston's values. I also called up Tanisha Sullivan, a police reform task force member and president of the Boston NAACP. She said there were always challenges in being the first. In Gross's case, the first black person leading the police department.
his mere presence in that seat automatically put him in a position where he had to balance not only being effective in his job as commissioner, but also debunking some racist thoughts about the capacity, the capability of a Black person to sit in that seat. So he had to bear that cross, as do many firsts.
As Sullivan notes, though, with White's appointment, Gross won't be the last.
That's WBUR's Allie Jarmanning talking about the sudden retirement of Boston Police Commissioner William Gross. Allie, thanks.
Thank you.